Hello, my name is Michelle McKenzie, and I am a Principal Analyst on Analysys Mason's IoT Service Programme. In this podcast, I'll discuss with you some of our recent research on ARM and its IoT ambitions. IoT devices represent a significant new revenue opportunity for ARM and its ecosystem. Indeed, the company believes that 1 trillion IoT devices will be produced by 2035. ARM has become SoftBank's vehicle for innovation and revenue growth in IoT since its acquisition in 2016, and SoftBank has provided ARM with the resources to capture a large share of the predicted trillion device opportunity. SoftBank signalled its intention to relist ARM within the next 5 years in July 2019. ARM must make progress to deliver on its strategy to target new revenue growth areas for its device IP, in order to attract future investors. It has made several significant investments to expand its IoT activity within its core IP business, where it is targeting sectors such as automotive, as well as in new areas of the IoT value chain, such as connectivity, device and data management. It's too early for these initiatives to have had an effect on the core business revenue, but ARM has a long-term vision to capture a large share of the emerging IoT market. ARM has been able to invest heavily in acquiring the engineering talent and technology that is required to support its revenue growth strategy in multiple emerging fields such as IoT and machine learning, thanks to being a private company owned by SoftBank. ARM has increased its headcount by 50% since the acquisition, and the R&D spend grew from 22% of the total revenue in 2015 to 42% in 2018. As a result, margins decreased sharply from 54% in 2015 to 15% in 2018. ARM is sacrificing short-term profits to position itself for the longer-term opportunity. And ARM's IoT solution is evolving through acquisition and internal development. ARM created its Pelion IoT platform around the following three modular services. The first is connectivity management, and ARM acquired Stream Technologies in June 2018 to provide the connectivity management components and cellular IoT connectivity for its Pelion IoT platform. Second is device management. ARM's internally developed Embed Cloud was rebranded as Pelion Device Management. And third is data management. ARM acquired Treasure Data in August 2018 to provide the IoT data management capabilities for its IoT platform. And ARM's free open source IoT operating system, Embed OS, now has more than 425,000 third-party developers. ARM has also developed its own SIM solutions that it markets under the brand name Keygen, and it is already building support for eSIMs on its Pelion IoT platform. SIMs are expected to become an integrated part of the cellular chipset in the future, or iSIMs, and ARM's ultimate goal is to simplify cellular adoption by creating cellular hardware that is ready to connect with an already provisioned bootstrap subscription. iSIMs will provide a new source of revenue for ARM's device IP and security and IoT services portfolio, and could enable billions of cellular and LPWA connections. ARM's CEO, Simon Segars, opened ARM's TechCon 2019 event with the company's vision for the fifth wave of computing, the convergence of AI, IoT and 5G. Segars also highlighted the accelerated adoption of computing devices. It took 25 years for the first 50 billion chipsets, but only two for the second 50 billion. ARM is developing hardware and software IP in key areas such as the automotive sector, cloud and networking infrastructure, and machine learning to ensure that it is in a strong position to benefit from the fifth wave of computing. In relation to these activities, ARM made the following announcements at ARM TechCon 2019. The first on cloud-to-edge infrastructure. ARM announced Project Cassini, an ecosystem initiative to build standards and reference systems to underpin the use of AI on edge devices. Arm's Neoverse CPUs with AI capabilities are designed for cloud-native servers and edge devices, and Arm's ecosystem partners are building devices that enable a distributed compute system. AWS is one of Arm's customers, and it deploys Arm-based application processors at scale. The second was on automotive. Arm announced the Autonomous Vehicle Computing Consortium, or AVCC, in partnership with Bosch, Continental, Denso, GM, NVIDIA, NXP, and Toyota. The key objective of the AVCC is to design a computing platform reference architecture to address the specific requirements of autonomous vehicles. Arm already has a strong presence in the automotive sector, and initiatives such as the AVCC are expected to accelerate the deployment of autonomous vehicles. So in conclusion, Arm has the financial resources and support of a powerful parent company to enable it to build and deliver solutions for IoT, 5G and AI in the long term. The current and future enterprise demand for these solutions is uncertain, and indeed many providers' IoT revenue has grown more slowly than originally anticipated. Nonetheless, there is still a need to build the early market, create an awareness of the benefits of these solutions, and deliver proof points to showcase them. 5 years may seem to be sufficient time for Arm to deliver IoT revenue growth ahead of returning to the public market, but many of its growth initiatives will take much longer to come to fruition. The challenge for Arm may be to demonstrate that it has made sufficient progress to attract new investors.